Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mode Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my co-host, Christopher Ramsey.
Co-host. Do I like co-host better than an insult? I think I do.
Yep.
Do I like it better than husband? Maybe. Sounds more professional.
It does sound a lot more professional.
And we're recording on a Sunday, and you're using more. You're being more professional on a Sunday than you are on a weekday. That's crazy.
I know. This should be our day off. Oh, we don't get days off.
Ah, man, it's just all over the place. When it's not 9 to 5, it's just all over the place.
Yeah. It doesn't Self-employed. Matter. Sounds good at the time. It's actually really shit.
Be your own boss. By the way, your boss is a cunt, and it's you.
Be your own boss, but by the way, you can't ever be poorly, because if you're ever poorly, you just don't get fucking paid.
And your time management's rubbish, because it's you. You're the boss. You can't organise a piss up in a brewery. You're fucking useless. When should we do the podcast? Sunday, because we've booked too much shit in for the rest of the week. Anyway, it's all good. We're both happy. We're in high spirits.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's happy days. We watched the football last night.
Yes, it was bloody great.
Very exciting. So as this goes out on Friday, guys, there will have been, the semi-finals will have happened since then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remaining positive. I'm hoping people are listening to this now thinking, yeah, looking forward to the final on Sunday with England in it.
Oh, fingers crossed.
I'm hoping the one on Wednesday. So it's either coming home or it came home early. But I'm thinking, I'm going to stick with coming home.
They're a bloody good team. Well, let's talk about it in the podcast.
I've got the faith.
This is the introduction.
And because it's an introduction, that means I've got to tell you what episode it is. And I tell you right now, it's episode 124.
Oh.
Not the same, no.
Oh, no. Say that again?
You're at 124.
That's...
You don't like it, do you?
That's wrong.
You're not going to be excited about what episode it is again until number 234, are you?
Oh, right, okay.
Is that the next one?
234?
That's the next one that goes up.
That'd be nice.
There we go.
God, are we still going to be doing it then?
Oh, fucking hope.
How, man?
No, of course we will. Hey, as long as these guys keep listening, I'll keep doing it. I'm not bothered.
That's true.
Well, yeah, it's only a couple hours out of my day, you know?
Stop saying that, because then people will think that they can. Well, management will listen and they'll go, he said it was just a couple hours out of his day.
Oh, yeah, of talk, and the rest of it's like, hey, I've got lucrative sponsors coming out my arsehole here.
Oh, right. Come on then.
And without further ado.
Hang on. No, listen. I've put ice in me water today. Listen to this. Happy holidays.
I don't know.
It just makes me feel.
Well, it makes me really anxious because you are currently dropping condensation from the outside of your glass all over the table. It's like a fucking reservoir where you're sitting now.
Yeah, that's the downside of ice.
Put it on the floor.
Putting it on the floor?
Yes, you are. Put it on the floor.
This is my desk.
Yes, and it's got my equipment on it.
Sorry. Is that... Right, listen, I'm not fighting with you prick. Carry on.
Wow. What an incredible way to not fight. I'm not fighting with you prick. Just one last little dig before you shut the car door, wasn't it? Dunk, poof, I'm gone.
I've always got to win the argument.
Unbelievable.
How are you doing, your sponsor?
It is now time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Can't
Rosie,
wait.
It's one you're going to get on board with here.
Mm.
This week's sponsor is... How far you now have to scroll down to find the year you were born in online forms.
Oh.
Remember when the internet was first out? Eh? When was I born? That one right there, mate. Oh. When are you born now?
On the long journey down the page to find the year of my birth. It's the 1980s.
Finger cramp. Where is the year I was born?
Where do you get this shit from?
I was filming something in the other day. It's fucking crazy, isn't it?
It's so true.
It's crazy.
Imagine me poor ma, 58.
Jesus. When your mum is filling an online form, I believe a scroll drops out the bottom of the monitor and she has to just get a quill and just write her age on, and then it zips back up on the monitor.
What about me nana?
Oh, I mean,
she was the bloody 30s?
Goodness gracious
Christ.
Me. You know what is depressing?
What?
And as I say, I never really normally whinge about age, but it is nice to sort of think about it now and then. Now it is, even in America, it's incredibly easy. You can be a doorman or a bar staff in America with absolutely no mathematical knowledge whatsoever because you go, ID please, and they hand you their driving license. And as long as the birth year is 2000 or lower, they're 21.
Fuck.
You don't have to do any maths.
Right,
go,
okay.
Does that say 2000? Oh, or right, if it's a right. 90s or it's the year 2000, they're 21.
I never thought born, about that.
Remember the millennium? Remember the millennium bug? Flying cars?
Yeah.
Lightsabers? Yeah. All that mint stuff that was going to happen. People born then, they're 21.
Wow.
Well, unless they're born in December, but, you know, this year they'll turn 21.
We had a party for the millennium, house party. Mm. It was class.
I went to a house party for them. It was the first time I drank alcohol. I was 13 years old.
Wow.
Not terrible.
I mean, why?
I had an Iron Brew Wicked.
Whose house party did you go to?
Mum and Dad's friends.
Oh.
That was the first one they had, and then they kept them up ever since.
That house party every single
year. Yeah. Every single year.
Did that start on the millennium?
It started on the millennium, and it never stopped.
Yeah, we didn't.
Apart from last year.
We didn't carry ours on, because the millennium party was when me nana went down the stairs on a beanbag.
Oh, well, there we go.
And ripped it open.
Well, there we go.
And I think everyone got a bit out of hand. And I think my mum and dad thought, I'm not fucking doing this every year. So they stopped. There was them little, you know, the little polystyrene beads.
Yeah, but
everywhere.
Yeah, but that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Your mum was house proud, weren't you? Right?
That's it. The Hoover's full. It's polystyrene. Derek, they're static. They're sticking to stuff. I kind of hoover them up.
Right. Never a party in this house again. And Nana, you owe us a beanbag. A fucking beanbags. Rosie, man, people, you see it on the internet when people have parties, man. Their fucking houses fall down.
I know.
You ripped a beanbag and there was never a party in your house again.
That
Jesus.
Might not, no, that wasn't the reason. We've had plenty of parties, but I just think it wasn't. Didn't turn into a new year, yearly thing. Okay.
Hey,
my problem.
Remember beanbags?
I know, where have they gone?
Yeah.
Bad for the environment. My problem with the millennium, like with New Year's Eve party, is I'm all right with something where the occasion starts at midnight.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're going home then. You're going home then.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. We're coming at 8 o'clock.
Can you remember,
right?
We had a
and
party.
You'll stay till 4 a.m. No, thank you.
We had a party a few years ago, and our friends were coming, and they were like, "We booked a taxi for 5 a.m," and we were like, "I was nearly fucking sick."
I mean, I actually did turn that around because I couldn't believe that I was still drinking at 4
and loving
my life. And I actually said to Alex, who came in and said, "You booked that taxi at 5," I was like, "When you said that, I thought no fucking chance," but here I am. Here I am. Yeah. I don't want you to leave.
Creeps up on you.
Hey, gosh.
Well, there we go.
Good times.
Get the fucking jingle going. Let's get this party started. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Missed you for them 14 seconds.
Is that how long the jingle is?
Dinner. Possibly.
Not a clue. Not a clue. We should probably tell people why we've got such a busy week.
All right.
Because it sort of got half announced last week, and we didn't even announce it on the podcast, did we?
No.
So we are doing a TV show.
Bloody TV programme.
Bloody television
taking these
show.
Little faces on the big screen.
They've heard the audio. Listen, guys, the big wigs, they've heard the audio. They've heard it's popular. They've looked at the faces. They've thought, not ideal, but we could make it work.
We'll give it a go. And listen, we're giving it a go. And if it's shite, and we'll never do it again. But if it's good, we might do it again.
That's the spirit.
We'll see.
Now,
no, but that's... No, I'm sorry.
Fucking hell.
What?
When Graham Norton first did his chat show, do you think he went, well, if it's shite, it's shite. But if it's not, I'll do it. Like, I mean, that's a terrible Graham Norton impression, but it's just standard Irish.
Oh,
but
I know,
listen.
But I'm sorry. You know, I live in the real world.
Yeah,
it could be utter shite.
Right. Okay.
And we could just stick to what we know.
Yeah.
Hence the podcast.
There we go.
But, you know, it might be the best thing. I mean, we'll see. But it might be the best thing on the planet, which I hope it is.
So Rosie's confidence high. Basically,
I'm trying to keep it real.
So this week, as it's Friday, if as this come out, this week we will have done the dry run for the podcast, the TV show, working title, the Chris and Rosie Ramsey Show, in which we'll be interviewing celebrity couples.
Yes.
And yeah, it's very exciting. So massive thanks to all of you out there who crashed the fucking website audience tickets. Incredible. Hey, Rosie, they really do put the work in when the tickets are free, don't they, these lads?
I know.
I'm totally joking. Thank you for the support. And yeah, you sent some amazing beefs in, and we hope that we've seen you there. Then we've got the pilot the following week. It's exciting times.
It is. I'm really looking forward to it. It is. I just hope it's not shit.
Massively. Well, yeah, you made that evidently clear.
Come on. I've watched some TV shows and I go, why did you bother?
Listen, let's not talk about the Chris Ramsey show like that. Now. Come on.
No one was saying that. It was, do you know what it is? It was 50% there. And then maybe just with me, the other 50%.
Oh, so you've gone from absolutely no confidence to being an arrogant little twat.
No, 50% confidence. I think together.
100% confidence in yourself, though. 50% that's what that is.
And 50% bullshit. Will make 100%.
Listen, all right.
I mean, I think the people who are making this TV show, a lot of trust going on.
A lot of trust.
I've never been on a TV show. I've never had my own TV show.
No?
I could see anything.
That's why they're giving you a pilot.
Anything
that's
I
why
like.
They're giving you a pilot, and that's why it's not live.
Eh? Ooh, I wish it was live.
That's why you're doing a dry run first, then a pilot, before they'll even put you in front. Rosie, there'll be fake cameras. Oh, it'll be a shoebox with a toilet roll holder out the front. It'll be all painted black. It'll be a little bottom of a jam jar, and they'll go on, Rosie. And you're going, I'm on telly. And you're going, fucking idiot, she's not on telly.
I'll cancel myself within the first 10 seconds.
Yeah. You'll be telling your nana to watch it, and it's not even on.
Yeah, she's fucked it. No, genuinely, it's going to be ace.
Very exciting times. Watch this space, guys, for more announcements about it. And yeah, if the series does go ahead, you'll all be able to come and watch it live, hopefully. So that's exciting. So there we go. Watch this space.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Now, on the subject of football coming home.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
We can't talk too much because we're recording this on Sunday.
On the Sunday.
We watched the match last night, 4-0. England were absolutely amazing. Everyone's spirits are high, but we don't know what's going to happen on Wednesday.
I think this goes out
on Friday.
I think they've won.
I'm
going to put my reputation on the line here, which isn't much.
Your massive football reputation. Huge reputation.
Hey, I'll have you know I know the offside rule inside out. I've never told you that.
Actually, no, because you said it was offside about four times last night and it wasn't.
Well, you know, I feel like you're throwing off shit some sticks. I feel like if you just keep shouting offside anytime anything happens, the time that it is offside, you win. Everyone goes, he's good. No, I was in the pub once with mates, and obviously I'm not the most avidly loud football fan ever. You know, I do enjoy it, but I'll not scream in a child's face about it, which I think...
some would.
Fuck you! Basically... were in the pub once, and I said, it's still me crowning achievement, I said offside, and then the referee said offside, and then the rest of the room shouted offside, and my mate next was turned and said, I thought you didn't like football. And I said, no, I like it, I understand it. It's not brain surgery. I get it. But there we go. And he you know what, I went out of the pub yesterday, he mentioned it yesterday, he said, are you watching offsides? I said, that's me, I'm that guy. That's all I've got, Rosie. It's all I've got. That and the fact that I had Newcastle wallpaper when I was 11, even though I didn't really like it. Newcastle wallpaper, bedspread, curtains, had a little Newcastle stool.
Hey, everything. I am absolutely cock-a-hoop that two of the lads on the England team are from Sunderland.
Big up the North.
Hey, listen, we're fucking get everywhere.
Represent the North East.
We're like gravy.
We're like dog shit. That's not as good. Oh, gravy, we'll go back to gravy. We're like gravy.
We're like gravy, we'll get everywhere.
Yes.
Aye, buzzing, absolutely buzzing. Jordan Pickford, went to my nephew's schools, both of them.
Fantastic.
Both of the schools.
Well, that's lovely.
Buzzing. Jordan Henderson.
Yeah.
Sunderland lad.
Somewhere around the northeast as well.
I just think it's mint. So
we do. You not notice though, we do really hold on. When someone's from the northeast, we really do hold on to it. I know it's like the same in different regions around the country. Regions is a big thing. But we're the northeast, like, as long as you're born like above Scotch Corner, we're like, he's fucking from the northeast! Come on, he's one of us! He's a Geordie!
He lives in North
Yorkshire. No, he's a fucking Geordie, man! He's one of us!
But don't you think as well there could be absolute dickheads, but I'm like, oh, top lad. Yeah. Top lad.
Great bloke. What, that murderer from round here? Lovely bloke.
Northern lad. I know this is weird.
Right.
But just being like a northern thing.
Right.
So obviously we've got Durham Prison up here, which is, you know.
Careful.
Massive.
Right.
Rose West there.
Right.
At Durham. So we've got a big, like quite big.
You're excited that we've got a famous murderer in the local prison.
Not excited, obviously. No, because it's awful, but
you
at the same time...
psychopath. What's wrong with you?
Well, my old hairdresser, her mate was there. right? Well, okay. When she told me she was there, I was like, she's in Durham. Breathing the same air as me.
We have got... I didn't know! I've just sticked her head between the fucking bars. Like that. Breathing the same air. You want your head looking at. We've got so many famous people from the Northeast and you're fucking clumping in right here. You're a lunatic.
I'm not. It just...
You want locked up with her. Babadooba. We're having a word after this. In this Babadooba, we're having a word because you want your head looking at.
All right, man. Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. On the topic of sports that are currently on at the minute.
We've done enough.
No. Let's just have a minute.
Yeah.
Tennis.
Love it.
Long as fuck. What? I'm sorry.
I love it.
It's always just been on the background in my life.
Right.
And I think it's a great sport.
Right.
Long. Holy shit.
Yeah.
We watched it for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
I put Robin to bed.
Yeah.
Had a bath. Came down, it was still on.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
That's my problem. My problem for some reason is my favourite sports are long as fuck.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Tennis, you love it.
Yeah.
So long. Makes no sense. The scoring system is berserk.
I tried to explain the scoring system.
I'm all right. I don't care.
Rosie, I'm not talking about explaining to you. I tried to explain it to Robin. It was one of the worst decisions. As I started speaking, I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever said in my life.
Horrible. Football, the score in that end or the score in that end. Brilliant. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever.
Tennis is absolutely mad.
Get out my face.
I don't care.
Absolutely
mad.
I'm all right forever. I will go watch it one day, right? Yeah. Just for the experience. To eat this. None of them had the strawberries and the cream.
Probably COVID.
Oh, fucking hell. Anyway. Yeah. But I want to go and drink Pims and get pissed. Yeah. They're not very leery though, so I'd have to rein it in.
So if you're watching Wimbledon final and we somehow get invited this year, Rosie will be the one with a fucking Tupperware of her own strawberries and cream on her knee.
I'd be like,
showing what up.
No, I would go to watch it, but at the same time, I would have no idea what's going on.
It's pretty posh, like Rosie. It's perfectly simple, right? It's perfectly simple. So whoever takes service, right? Is supposed to basically essentially win.
No, please
that.
Don't to explain
listen,
it.
To
Nobody
win,
gives a
listen,
shit.
To win, you've got to essentially break the other person's service.
Right.
It's very simple, right? When you score a point, against the other person, you get 15, right? And then the second point, obviously, you've scored again, so you get 30. So that doubles it. The third one's 40
stop.
For no,
no
reason
you don't
whatsoever.
Need to explain
and
it.
If they both go to 40,
no.
You call that juice, no. Right? And then they get an advantage, right? And if they get an advantage, then they win again, then they win. But then they get another point, then they go back to juice, and then that goes on. And then she took her headphones off and she's left.
I'm not.
And then,
stop,
listen, right?
No.
And then. Six games make a set, right? I think it's six. And then I can't remember how many sets. It might be three sets. She's left. She's gone out of the room. Babadoo, babadoo, ba.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So we are recording this on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The children are at your mum and dad's.
Yes.
And how nice is it just having a little breath? Being able to breathe.
The parental guilt that I feel.
Yeah, it's
horrible. For being buzzing when they're not here.
I know.
It's like layers of guilt. Like the guilt isn't, they're not here, I feel bad. The guilt is, I feel so good being able to wake up and get on with me. We had a conversation in bed this morning.
I know.
We woke up, lay next to each other, we said morning, we had a little cuddle, and we had a little chat.
For the first time in...
Since we lived
months.
Here. Yeah, for the first time since we moved into this house. It was fucking fantastic.
I know,
and then I walked around, I put the coffee machine on, I just wandered around the house this morning, got a few little jobs done, had some breakfast, like, oh, God.
It's nice, isn't it?
But I feel really bad for how much I've buzzed off that.
Yes, but at the same time, I miss them so much, so you can't fully enjoy it. Does that make sense?
So yeah, there's moments where I can really enjoy it.
Well, it was you had to tell me last night because I was like, I wish you'd brought the bairns home.
Yeah.
I wish they were here. And you were like, no, stop it.
Yeah.
Because we've got work tomorrow and we need to, you know, we need some sleep for one.
Rafe's currently on a 4 o'clock wake up.
Gee,
4 o'clock
like
wake
that
up.
Kid. Love him. Absolutely love him. But fuck me, he will eat. Like, but do you know what's really irritating?
Hmm.
I've put on Instagram about you sleeping.
Yeah.
Because he's waking up early.
Yeah.
And people are like, get in touch with this sleep coach. And I'm like, no. He's a baby. He wakes up early, right? But the reason he wakes up so early is because I put him to bed about 4:30.
Yeah.
Because I just want him to fuck off.
A fucking 6-month-old baby. I just want him to fuck off.
No, and I don't. The thing is...
That's a quote. The people who are doing the t-shirts and stuff, I put my baby to bed at 4:30 because I just want him to fuck off.
No, because he's tired, right? He's absolutely shattered. But
he
I know he could probably have a little nap. right? Mm-hmm. And I could wake him up, and then he could probably go to bed at like 8 o'clock. Yeah. But then I'm like, that's eating into my time.
Rosie.
My time. So I'm sacrificing, and I'm getting up earlier, yeah. but I'm having a bit of an evening.
Well, our kids are currently on a relay system where Rafe wakes up at 4 o'clock,
yeah.
stays awake for a couple of hours, kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
At the end of his kicking and screaming, just as he nods off, he wakes Robin up.
Mm.
Then Robin comes uh-huh. and then kicks off for a bit, mm-hmm. then wakes him up, and yeah. then they're both there for the full day. It's yeah. like some kind of fucked up tag team they've got going on. Rosie, when we went to our friend's child's first birthday party the other mm-hmm. day, another friend of ours who's got a 4-year-old
mm.
said that I had to drag him out of his bed. She went, I had to drag him out of his pit this morning at 9:30. I nearly fucking slapped her. I've never been
Vicky,
so
that's
jealous.
That's you if you're listening.
Vicky, that's you. Honestly, I nearly threw me fucking drink in your face. I've never been. I was like, oh, I'm not going to be in options 5. She was like, we were nearly late. I had to drag him out of his pit. I was like, fucking read the room, love. Look at the bags under my eyes, man. Read the room. And then he threw me drink in her face. I was fucking
But do you
raging.
Know what, though? My Kate... They stayed over last night, my Kate and my mum, which was lovely.
Yeah.
She said it all comes back.
Yeah.
So, and it does, because we were starting to get it with Robin. Because
just before
was
we had Rafe, Robin was on an 8 o'clock lie, and he was amazing.
Great. So, it'll all come back, and they'll slot into a lovely little pattern. It's just this time at the minute when yeah. they're just little and it's just getting asleep, but you do get it back anyway. And the bloody, and I can't wait to see them. Because
when they come back
as much as the hard work and kids are just, but aren't they the best things in the world?
I'll tell you, man, they've got you, man. They've got you by the knackers, haven't they? They've got you. Aye. They're a fucking nightmare, but you can't do without them. They've got you by the knackers.
I know. Oh, I just love them so much.
All right, man, all right. Pack it in. No one wants to hear it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Beef.
Ladies first or gentlemen first?
You go first.
Well, I don't see a gentleman in here, so I'll go first.
my
beef with you, specifically this week coming, I'm looking at my diary, looking at the weekend, seeing what's going on the weekend, you know. Mm-hmm. You have a hair appointment booked in for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair takes too long. That's my beef. It's like you're going on a little holiday.
Right.
Sick of it.
So you're annoyed that my hair appointments are
long? I'm getting anxiety looking at the fact that Saturday, my day will be me holding the fort down on my own because you're off sitting in the hairdresser for 75 hours or however long
it
takes.
Well, actually, I'll let you know that Saturday is a half ahead. If not, I think it's just me parting because we're filming the TV show.
Half ahead?
So you get a half ahead of highlights, and I think I'm just getting me parting done. Did I say partnering? Because I used to say that. That's a
partnering.
Totally wrong word.
Partnering. Like no, you said parting.
Oh, parting.
I say icening.
It's icing.
I say christening.
That's right.
I know I don't. I say christening.
You say christening like a moron. I used to say icening.
Icening.
And partnering.
Did you say peschetti bolognese?
No, I used to say spaghetti because I never knew how to spell it.
Brilliant.
So it's spag. Hetty.
Oh, God. This got deep.
Spaghetti.
Oh, this got deep really quick.
Bolognese.
Yeah, so how long can I expect to be on my own with our children on Saturday while
like
you...
an hour and a half.
What?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just do that every time? It normally takes like 4 or 5 hours.
Why do you want to do it every time? Because half me, like bloody most of me hair will be black and me partner will be blonde. Yeah, daft bugger.
I don't understand it.
Yeah,
exactly. Get a skinhead, man. It's just get... I'll get my... I'm there for like less than an hour, including travel time.
Honestly, if I was prettier, I would get a skinhead.
Rosie!
I would.
Oh, you are pretty. You're beautiful.
No, like if I was proper beautiful, I've seen some women with skinheads and I'm like, that looks mint. Right. But you've got to be rake thin. You've got to be like lush skin, like lovely skin colour and just beautiful and to carry off a skinhead. I'm not there.
I wouldn't even comment on that because I think you're beautiful to me. You're the most beautiful person in the whole world. However, I will say that with a skinhead, your head would look microscopic. Microscopic. It would look like a little.
It's already
tiny little ball of blue tack on top of your shoulders. It would look like you know when you see on the adverts and they go, only put a pea of toothpaste on, only a pea size on your. It would look like a little pea.
Would
toothpaste.
I look like Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
No, the people with the little heads.
Yeah, you'd look. Yeah.
Thanks.
But there we go. So there we go.
I'll not be getting a skinhead anytime soon. Hopefully,
happy days.
Fingers crossed.
Happy days. Because if you do, me beef that week will be, you've got a skinhead, you look ridiculous.
I've thought about it.
Don't.
I've had a lot of Britney moments.
Right, don't.
Honestly, I have.
Don't.
So. Yeah.
Hashtag free Britney.
Oh, hashtag free Britney.
Yeah.
What the hell? What's
going
on?
We didn't want Bill Cosby.
I know.
Wanted fucking Britney.
Keep him. That's mental as well.
It's too deep to get into. It's too deep to get into. What's your beef?
Oh, my beef with you is, it's a bit of a beef for both of us, right?
Ooh.
And you might blame me
friendly
as well.
Fire.
No, but this is 50-50, very much, right? But I don't know if it's a good thing. Sorry, I'm not next to me, Mike. I don't
for
know if
sake.
It's a...
I tried to signal. I tried to signal. I'm going, come here. And you know, I'm not next to me, Mike. You know, if I wanted it to be on the fucking podcast, I'd have went closer to you, Mike, love. Goodness gracious.
We're giving this a TV show.
Oh, you imagine that.
Can it wait?
Look at the camera, Rosie. I am. That's a camera on the shelf. That's a setting. That's a Kodak that's on a shelf in the background just to make the room look busy. That's not the camera. Look at the actual fucking camera with the auto cue on it. You moron.
Can't wait. So this is a 50-50 beef. Mm-hmm. And I think it might actually be a good thing. And I think it's a good way of our relationship. But I worry that it's really toxic.
Are you aware of what the beef section is? Because this doesn't sound like it belongs in the beef section.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
We just keep having fights all the time, right? Mm-hmm. But then, about half an hour later, it's like they've never happened.
It's only way to live. It's only way to move on.
I'm hoping it's healthy, but we argue.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Ah, no. Argue. And half an hour later, what you want for dinner? What's like they've never happened.
Do you know why? Because both of us are going nowhere, mate.
Uh-huh.
I'm going nowhere. Do you know what I realised as well? I was randomly thinking about it. I can't remember what I was watching. If you went on a date, if we broke up and you had to go on a date with someone, or if I had to go on a date with someone, what the actual fuck would you tell them about yourself? Because most people out there know every fucking detail about our lives. And if you were, happened to be me or you on a first date with someone, and you told them something that they didn't already know, that would be getting far too deep on a first date. You'd be essentially having a fucking breakdown with them.
What do you mean? No, people don't know everything
they
about
know
us.
They know a lot. What do you do? I know, I've heard it. Like, do you know what I mean?
All right, okay.
Who's your family? I know, I've heard it. Got any kids? Yeah, I know, I'm aware of them. Yeah.
Well, let's now, okay, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out in the ether.
Right.
Let's just, if somebody's listening now who's totally our type, stop listening. Stop listening.
That's okay. The grimmest thing in the world.
Stop listening now. Okay. Brad, take your earphones out.
Brad Pitt.
Maybe. Hold him, Brad Pitt. Wow. I could just die.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're totally right. So, okay, then, give us your hands.
I don't.
Let's just keep fighting and then forgetting about it half an hour later. Okay. Love you.
Fighting and forgetting about it. I feel a sponsor coming on. Tune in next week.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public.
Q's from the P's and the Q's from the P's. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmaradenoid@gmail.com. Please continue to send us your lovely, lovely things.
Okay, something here, which I saw just this morning, actually.
Ooh.
Before we started this.
Okay.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please can you settle a debate about the most recent CBeebies advert? My husband is adamant that Rosie is doing the voiceover, but I'm sure it isn't. And in fact, it is Jill Halfpenny. I can't get a fucking break. I can't get a break. It's me. I did it.
Yeah, it's Rosie.
And nobody's actually messages or nothing. My best friend sent us a message because she heard it.
Yeah.
Nobody else has because they all think it's bloody Jill Halfpenny. And they're all like, oh, that's not Rosie. No, God, she wouldn't do anything else other than this.
Yeah.
It's me.
I don't know. Firstly, how dare you do other work when there's this going on? How fucking dare you? We're so busy. It is you. And it's lovely. You've got a lovely voice. I've always said you've got a lovely voice.
Thank you. I think the problem is, as a parent myself, CBeebies, we don't listen to the adverts.
You sort of have to tune
you
in.
Zone out. Yeah. You completely zone out. They amalgamate all the programmes, just mash into one and you go, what? So yeah, but it is me.
Well, there we go.
Quite chuffed I sound like Jill Halfpenny though, because she has toned down her accent a bit.
Oh, okay.
And obviously she's absolutely lovely, we know her. And I'm quite chuffed.
Well, there you
go. For that. Yeah, so now I talk.
Poshed it up, did you?
Now I speak like a posh Geordie.
Oh my God.
It's what I've always wanted, Chris.
It's happened.
Made it. Oh, I've made it.
Ant and Dec, Robson Green, Jill Halfpenny, we're on your fucking tails, right? we've just got to drop the swearing as well. But
never. Biker Grove. I think we're the only Geordies who haven't been in Biker Grove.
Yeah?
Possibly.
Have you not been in Biker Grove?
Don't you dare tell me that you've been in Biker Grove.
No, I haven't been in Biker Grove.
Have you not?
No.
I did audition for it a few times.
Did you?
Yeah, why I?
A few times? A few times?
Not a few times. I'm saying audition. I sent off for audition. I never heard back.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't actually even get the audition process.
Wow, okay.
Which is a bit sad.
Got you.
My friend Hazel was in it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She died? No, she didn't die. Did you die?
We're talking about a character, by the way.
Oh,
Rosie hasn't forgotten whether one of her friends is alive or
Hazel
not.
Hazel is very much alive and well.
Imagine that.
Did she die?
I text her and she hasn't texted. Did she die? I don't know if she did die. I can't remember. I'm so busy.
There was a scene where she was on the ground.
Uh-huh.
I think she just hurt herself. I can't remember. Anyway, she might have died, didn't it? Who knows?
Well,
got to teach the kids about death.
Well, you know, we learned a lot about paintballing and stuff, didn't we? So there we go.
Blindness.
Yeah. That was harrowing, by the way.
Fucking harrowing
as a kid watching that. Ant and Dec, PJ and Duncan. Harrowing. Honestly, I didn't go paintball until I was an adult. I didn't go paintball until I was an adult. I was fucking terrified. Harrowing, lads. Scored us for life.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. A question for Bike Guy.
That's you. That is me.
Oh, just really quickly. I was at the pub yesterday and there was a bloke with all his bike mates, and he went, hiya, Rosie. And I just went, hiya. No idea who he was. So I was like, I'm guessing you listen to the podcast. I really wanted to call them all bike wankers, right?
Excuse me.
Like bike guy, bike wanker type thing.
Excuse me.
But I didn't, because I thought, what if he actually knows us from something else?
Right, okay.
And if I just went, all right, bike wankers, he'd be like, she's a dick.
Got you.
Yeah.
I was at the pub yesterday and someone asked me if they, and this is the most ridiculous one I've ever had actually, he said, I recognise your face, where do I know you're from? And I normally just go, I don't know, because I don't start rattling off my CV because it's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And he came to the conclusion that he knew me from the Newcastle hip hop scene in the 90s.
Oh!
So...
That's amazing.
Thankfully, I agreed, then he left, because if I'd agreed and then he went into any kind of detail about said scene, I would have been proved to have been a liar and had to go, actually, mate, no, I'm a comedian, that's where he knows from. Yeah, he's like, yeah, he used to like spit bars and that with him in the 90s. I went, yeah. And he went, yeah. And he just walked off and I went,
oh, fantastic. Most people think they know me from like NCT classes.
NCT?
It's like a baby group.
Okay.
Mams.
Yeah.
I've had that loads.
Got you.
I recognise you. And I'm like, oh, right. I don't know. No, I don't think we've met before. And like, did you go to my NCT class? And I'm like, no, I didn't go to any NCT class.
No. You did. You went to all of them, you liar. On a side note, next time a group of guys are out on bikes and they say hello to you, get the deals, man. I need some bike friends.
Absolutely not.
Hey, come on, man. Just say, look, my husband
Imagine,
likes bikes and that.
Hiya. Nice to meet you all. My husband loves banks.
Can my husband come out and play with you? What's so weird about that? Just say it.
Rank. No. Anyway, this is for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also think this is for me as well.
Doesn't say it, though, does it?
No,
it,
I know, but...
So let's just name it a bike. Listen, guy, and you can decide whether you chip Rob, it later.
In Wolverhampton, who sent this in. I've got eyes, just right. Like you guys. Just because I don't ride a bike, but I've still got eyes. Different, I can still answer.
Eyes, but from a different perspective, isn't it? If you're not from the perspective of a bike guy...
No, you're going to listen, and you're going to understand that I can answer this
right,
as well.
Right, okay,
so anyway,
on.
Do you ever see people riding bikes whilst wearing jeans? And if you do, does it annoy you as much as it does me?
Massively. Absolutely massively. Although yeah. I think I have spoken on the podcast about the guy who slagged me off for wearing long trousers on a bike.
Mm.
Had a go at us for having, I had like Lycra long sort of mm-hmm. legging things on, and he was having a go, and I was like, well, you can wind your fucking neck in. Your knees are cold, mine aren't, right. Dickhead. But yeah, jeans is crazy. I used to have them, when I was like sort of 16, 15, 16, left school. And me mates went like jogging and stuff and decided to go jogging down Shields Beach. One of them came in jeans every time.
Great.
Jeans.
Great.
Like Vans skateboarding shoes and fucking jeans and a shirt jogging.
Well, I think whenever you see somebody on a bike with jeans on, they're not doing it for the exercise.
It's a form of transport.
That's their transport.
Yeah, so that's the point, I suppose, yeah. So they're not out wasting time like me and him, like me
they're
and
not trying to down. Lose weight
yeah,
or
no,
get fit.
They're trying to get home.
They're just trying to,
yeah. Oh, well, fair enough. Yeah, well, not all power to them then. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, you're right.
That's what I think with jeans.
Got you.
Like we've said before, all of the Chavez or Chavs where we live, they're all fit as fuck.
Fucking ripped.
Because they're on bikes all the time.
Slightest bit of sun, top off, ripped, bike.
Oh, ripped to shreds.
Yeah. Cap at a ridiculous angle, never blows off when they go fast. No idea how they do it.
And they're always really good at not holding on the handlebars.
Texting, smoking,
oh, me,
both.
The lot.
Well impressive.
That's a skill. It is a skill. I'm sorry. It really is. Babadoo, 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 ba. I'd like you to settle a debate my husband and I have been having for the last 13 years.
Fuck.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No pressure then.
I know. The conversation pops up once or twice a year with neither of us changing our views.
Bloody hell.
I have asked a few friends and most agree with me. So here it is.
Oh, I don't like that. Just wait at that.
What do you mean?
She's weighted that towards her there, hasn't she?
Right, okay, yeah. If Rosie or Chris were hanging over the edge of a cliff and you had a hold of them to try and stop them, but you felt yourself starting to go over too, would you A, keep holding on even though you know you will end up going over too, or B, let them go, you don't both need to die?
What in the world? Twice a year they talk about this.
It's just a scenario.
It's just the grimmest thing I have ever heard in my life.
It's not that grim.
So if the fact that for 13 years they wheel this out twice annually is pretty grim, let's be honest here.
So do you want to know what they've said?
So let us get this straight, right? So
one of you is hanging off the edge of a cliff.
Right.
And I think it's an accident, right? You fell off the cliff.
I'm assuming it's an accident. Let's assume it's an accident, Rosie. Let's assume they're not just going, let's see who fancies dying. I think it's an accident.
Right, okay. So one of you has slipped off the edge of the cliff.
Okay.
And the other one's at the top and got a hold of them, right?
Right, okay.
Do you feel yourself slipping and just go with them and think, right, we'll die together.
Okay.
Or do you let go? It's a bit like Titanic.
Yeah.
With Jack and Rose.
There
was enough room on that boat. That really pisses me off. Anyway,
there wasn't. People say this all the time. Right, it wouldn't have held it. If you're floating on a door, both of them would have got on it and it would have flipped. There's enough room for two people on a lilo, but it hasn't got the buoyancy to hold them both up.
I never thought of that.
They're going on surface area, not buoyancy. It's bollocks.
Okay, fair enough.
Internet bollocks.
I mean, you'd still try, surely.
Well,
this is a similar scenario.
It was a holiday of romance. I feel like if they'd have both survived, it wouldn't have lasted. You never stay with
people. Yeah, probably. He was very. They weren't suited.
Should have been
not long term. I know. Exactly, yeah.
Man.
Anyway, so.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Sorry, just as a side note, have you seen the extended cut of the end of Titanic where they all fucking maniacally laugh and the camera goes off into the sky? It's fucking nuts, right?
There's a second ending.
Yeah, it's like an ending that they didn't use. It's like it was, you know, one of the endings that they didn't use.
So what? Are they both alive?
No. It's at the end where she's an old lady. Mm-hmm. And they said old as fuck. That's really harsh. she's an older lady. Yeah, an old Rose. Jesus.
Elderly.
Yeah, and they're standing there on the actual boat that they've gone to look for the wreck in, on the liner or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if I remember rightly, she drops it in, or does she show the guy it? the guy who's after her. She shows me, and they're both dropping in or whatever. And then he like laughs like a fucking nutter, and they like laugh for ages, like lunatics. And the camera just goes off into the sky. It's really, really weird.
I've never seen that, and I'm alright really for ever weird. Seeing that because
it's quite, really weird. They just when she pissed plops themselves. It in, bloop. I still don't like the fact that she ploops it in. Fuck her, man.
I mean, why? I found selfish. It very selfish. Fucking why didn't she give it to him?
Horrible.
Do you know what I mean?
Honestly, I'll have words with her.
Yeah, but
in fact, if I ever meet Kate Winslet, I don't think I'll be able to properly talk to her because I'll be like, I'll still be angry about it.
I was angry with you as that fictional, that fictional elderly
you know,
lady.
Do you know what, Kate? Mayor of Easttown did nothing to mend the anger I still feel for you. Not even you, an older version of you, the same character. I'll still blame you because I've got nowhere to put me blame. Kate, thank
I hope
you.
She gets an award for Mayor of Easttown. Absolutely. I'd give the whole cast. It was so good.
Phenomenal show.
Anyway, what would you do?
So I'm got you hanging over the edge,
mm-hmm.
and I'm losing the grip on you.
Yeah.
But am I gonna keep a hold and let you pull me over the edge,
yeah.
or just leave Lucille? 100% just leave Lucille.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
100% just leave
Lucille. Who's going over the top? As well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come
which
on.
One, so tell me which one of them. So, 100% okay. Leave Lucille.
I mean, I'm a bit upset about it. I thought you would have said, do you know, last year you would have said I'd go over with you. You would have.
Well, not right.
No, you would have. Oh, that's really sad. You would have said, you would.
No, before our kids are born, I might have. Not last year.
Yeah, now I've got kids, you need to be here for them. Anyway, my husband.
You'd be, as you're sailing down, you'd be shouting, make sure Robin brushes his teeth twice a day, Chris. Chris, his uniform's in the utility room.
Just put broccoli on his plate, even if he doesn't eat it.
Just 2 hours a day on the Nintendo Switch.
Keep his nails short or he'll get bread worms.
Brilliant.
So anyway, my husband is an A and says I don't love him enough because she would let go.
Right.
He would keep a hold. But my reasoning
he would,
is...
would he fuck?
No. My reasoning is we have children and we can't both leave that.
There we go.
If
yeah.
we can help it, yeah.
I don't think in any way your body would allow you to keep a hold of someone and just let yourself be pulled over.
No,
the
I don't
cliff.
Think so either.
Before you fully pulled over, you would leave loose. It would take all of the willpower in the whole world to keep a hold and let yourself
well.
Get dragged over.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I think. Should we try it this afternoon? Practice.
No, we've moved away from the seaside. There's no cliffs here.
Ah, okay.
It's just all hills.
Roof.
Aw.
Okay.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So, since the minesweeping story.
Again?
Oh,
this
Chris.
Is coming back.
We could do a full episode of just minesweeping stories.
Really?
There's been so many, right?
Right, okay.
Okay, this one. Oh, right. See what you think of this.
Okay.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just listened to episode 121 with the stolen fish finger. In Rosie's defence, if you're getting hangry, sometimes no willpower will stop that.
Fair enough.
And that is so true. And you know, one-year-old hangry. Yeah. Anyway. Anyways, my auntie was getting building work done to the house during the summer years ago, and it was red hot. After the school run, she got home and was locked out.
Okay.
She was starving and reckons she wasn't feeling too good.
Okay.
Instead of just waiting until she got in, brackets needed to wait for her husband getting in from work,
okay.
she spotted the builders had left a carrier bag on the wall.
Right.
She went through the carrier bag and found a soggy sandwich wrapped in cling film. Yes.
No.
She ate the builder's leftover tuna sandwich that had been baking in the hot sun for hours, all squishy and sweaty.
Oh, that is gross. Oh, heavens. No.
Yeah.
So, was this carrier bag their rubbish?
Yes.
Oh, it's even worse. Oh, nah.
Like,
oh,
the rubbish at the end of the day after you've eaten, you leave it on a door handle or something.
I was just about to say anything other than tuna, because that's what's meant to feel ill, but I've thought of a worse one.
What?
Egg.
Oh,
I've made myself all sad. I honestly,
I couldn't even do that. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Why didn't you just go to a shop or jump back in the car?
Why didn't you just wait till her husband got home?
Well, I understand if she's starving, starving, starving. They wait until the husband be the last one, but you've got home somehow. You've either used your legs or your car. Go in the other direction and go and get something from somewhere.
Well, I personally think, right, if you own a house
yeah.
and a car,
yeah,
You've never experienced starving.
Right.
So.
I know what you mean.
She could have waited.
You think she could have just waited?
You've never experienced real hunger if you have all of those things.
Is it wrong that I would rather, if that was me and I was absolutely starving and I was like ill, I would rather smash a window and just break into my house and then get the window fixed?
Than eat that then tuna
eat
sandwich.
A fucking bacon hot. No offense to builders, but builders. Tuna sauny.
The poor that's builders.
Yeah,
but the builders will find it disgusting.
They're always fucking playing pranks on each other. Man, you always see them on the internet, videos of builders gone viral where they're, you know, cutting bits of cement bags on each other's heads and hoying fucking...
What's that got to do with
it? Well, they're probably jizzing in each other's saunies and all kinds, man.
Stop it. Christopher, we know a lot of builders. Don't even dare.
I'm telling you right now, we do know a lot of builders. And I'm telling you right now, as incredible as their work is, if it came to pass that one of them had jizzed in another one of them saunies, I would not be surprised by that behaviour. I'm telling you that right now. They're up there with rugby players, pissing on each other, having a right laugh. I think it's great, man. Drinking out of each other's bollocks and that. So you don't know what was in that sauny. God, crikey. The fact that it's been baking in the sun all day is probably the least of our worries.
Well, do you know mayonnaise is really bad if you leave it out, apparently.
Oh.
Although everyone says this, I've ate mayonnaise that's been out for ages and now it's happened to me. Babadoo, 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 ba. Would you like a midwife story? From the midwife.
Yes, yes.
Midwife. Yes. I could do a midwife section. Okay. I've got loads.
Okay then, let's do it.
And they're always pretty interesting. Mm. I think I find them more interesting now because we've had kids.
Midwifery.
Uh-huh. And because the thing is, when you are having children, your inhibitions go completely out of the window. I've said and looked like I would never look in my life. Does that make sense? Like, whilst having my child, being in labour.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
The C, your priorities change. Yeah.
You're not like, how's my eyeliner? You're like, get this human out of me
absolutely.
Vagina now.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you remember when because I had an elected C-section with Rafe, I was off me tits.
Yeah,
do you remember?
You were off your tits the first time as well.
Well, I know I was, but I knew I'd had diamorphine the first time whilst I was in labour, so I knew I was off me tits then. But I didn't realise, little silly old me, right?
Yeah.
Even though, like, general anaesthetic or whatever, I didn't think I'd be off me tits.
Yeah, well,
but
I
really was.
The general practice is to make sure you're not fully aware when they're cutting you open.
Right, okay.
And I think that's a good rule to go
by. But I didn't think that I would, I was like, I'll be right as rain. I'll be, you know.
I don't think there's anything right as rain about having a baby.
Well, do you not remember when I tried to feed Rafe and my tits didn't work, but that's another story. Jesus. When I was holding him and I was just falling a kip, I was like, you're going to have to take him off us.
Yeah. Tits didn't work.
Oh, still angry at my breasts for that. Great. They're looking quite good though. They are getting back to normal.
So there was Rosie's weekly boob update. Tune in next week for another boob update. Thanks for listening. Do the question, man.
All right, sorry.
God.
Oh, you know what it is? Sorry, give myself a little bit of self-love. Right. I've been loathing myself for weeks.
That didn't sound like much self-love. Oh, what, the last bit when you complimented your own breasts?
Yeah, my boobs are getting back to normal.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Anyway. Dear Chris and Rosie, I too am a midwife.
Go for it.
But we're not.
Yeah, we are. Oh. Don't we tell everyone I'm not a midwife. I'm going to lose work. I'm going to lose loads of money. I'm going to lose half my wages. I'm proper full on.
I'd love to be a midwife.
Oh, no.
Honestly, I would. I nearly went into nursing.
No.
I did?
No. Hands off and applause on every Thursday night, on every night for all of them, but no chance.
I would. I could do it. Anyway. No. I've just finished binging the podcast from start to finish and have finally caught up with current episodes. I've been loving the fellow midwife tales and thought to celebrate, I'd share the rankest story I've ever heard.
Oh, God.
I hope this leaves you satisfied/horrified.
Sorry. This is someone who's just said that they have binged the entire podcast and now they're about to tell us the rankest story they've ever heard. So they've heard every story we've ever said.
Oh, God.
And they have a rank of what?
So is this a little bit of a warning?
I'm
for
a little
everybody.
Bit scared.
Okay. Oh, sorry. She said, "If I've learned anything in 121 episodes, it's that Chris needs details."
Absolutely.
Probably goes without saying, but please keep me anonymous.
Got you.
Of course. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Belt yourself in.
Clunk, clunk.
I don't think it's that bad, but okay. I mean, it is. Anyway. My colleague was attending a home birth of a couple who wanted minimal intervention and lots of privacy.
Okay.
Go to a field. You dick.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate... Oh, I shouldn't... Oh, fuck it.
Are you
going to
say you hate home births?
No, I don't hate home births. I think they're great. And I think if you... There's some people who are terrified of hospitals. And I understand. Right. I get it. Like, I totally get it. If you want to have a home birth... Mm-hmm. But what annoys me about this, I'm going to have a home birth. You can come, but don't bother us. Or what, the trained person in delivering babies... Yeah,
highly trained
don't bother
medical
you.
Professional.
Honestly, who the fuck do you think you are, dickhead?
I would agree. I'm sorry. But that's the thing. They go, we don't want intervention. What's going wrong? Quick, intervene. Oh, you change your fucking tune. But that's the beauty of, you know, doctors and nurses and midwives. They're not arseholes like me and you. Whereas I would go when it started, like, oh, there's a bit of blood there, is there? Oh, no. You told me not to intervene. I'd fucking turn the telly on and have a cup of tea.
Yeah,
no,
same.
Don't eat. Go on, having fun over there, are you? But, we're, you know, they're not like that.
She's hemorrhaging. Oh, well. Well,
they're better people than us.
I know they are. Highly professional.
And
but...
that's why you couldn't do that job. And I know I couldn't do that job.
Rosie, you're booked into a home birth. They want you to be there, but they don't want you to fuck up. I'm sorry, but no.
You know that I would. I mean, all of the stories of people who've had things stuck up their arse and stuff that we've had on this podcast, you know I would have sent all of them home with no help whatsoever. Every single one of them I'd have gone, what you done? What's it? And you're up. Get out. Good luck. Good luck to you. Go to the supermarket, get some butter, you fucking pervert. I've got no time. I've got no time for people. So that's, you know.
Get some butter. You're so right, though. I just find that so arrogant. It's like going to a hospital. I broke my arm. Don't touch it. Where's your slings? I'll put it on myself.
Yeah.
Get out. Just don't come then.
Yeah. Either let them do their job or don't let them do their job. Do you
exactly.
Know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah, I did once watch a programme. And I don't care about saying this because this is my opinions and think what you want. I did watch a program of people who like having babies like in the wilderness and that. Yeah. And one of them had one in, she wanted to have it in like a field in the middle of nowhere. I had to bring an ambulance. I was like, oh, you pointless. You are a waste. You're trying to do good, but you just, honestly, you're costing more money trying to have your baby and an ambulance has got to come and they're £400 a pop.
Yeah.
You selfish cow. I know, but it's like, we've got the ambulance on hand.
Totally agree. No. I think there's an episode of Scrubs where someone doesn't want anaesthetic, they want to be hypnotised. And Dr. Cox is fully against it, and they get the hypnosis person, the hypnotist in, and they're hypnotising them while they're getting the surgery, and they just wake up fucking screaming. I always think of that, I go, yeah, it's kind of what you get.
But you know, everybody's right to their own.
Nah, they're not. Sorry. Your opinion versus, you know, NHS trained medical professional. No, you're not right. You're wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, the midwife has asked to... The midwife was asked to only come in the room to listen to the baby's heartbeat and not to disturb them as she laboured.
Bollocks. Sorry, I know I don't want to be too opinionated on this, but go and fuck yourself. Like I say, I would go, okay, I'm just putting back outside, and I'd have got in my car and I'd have fucked off. And they'd be going, you can come in now, something's wrong. And I'd be outside down the fucking motorway. Honestly, what's
that thing called? The stethoscope. That's hanging on the door handle. Do it yourself.
Still swinging. After I've slammed the fucking door.
Oh, anyway. Okay, well, this midwife is a lot more professional than either of us would be.
They always have to be. That's the thing, isn't it?
The midwife would knock, come in, listen to the heartbeat, then slowly walk out again and sit in another room before repeating the process every 15 minutes. Easy shift, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Easy shift. At one point, the couple told the midwife she was making too much noise when coming into the room.
I tell you, of ungrateful wankers.
I told you they were dicks. That's why I'd read this before. That's why I felt quite okay going down the throat.
I thought you'd went in a bit hard.
I know. No. Awful, right? So the couple told the midwife she was making too much noise when coming into the room. So the next time she came
arrogant.
In, she decided...
So arrogant.
The next time she came in, she decided not to knock. When she walked in the room, she stood in shock as she saw the husband licking his wife out on the sofa during her contractions.
Oh, I am in hell.
Please bear in mind, this woman was near delivery and was leaking every bodily fluid.
No, stop.
Blood, water, mucus plug, etc.
No. God.
Do you want to know a bit of fact?
I don't think I do.
Orgasms act as pain relief and release oxytocin, which helps strengthen contractions. So I'm now wondering why you didn't go down on me during my 18-hour labour. Can you imagine? Honestly, I can't think of anything I would have wanted less at that moment in time. I think I would have kicked you in the face.
I'm torn here, because is he a dirty pervert, or is he taking one for the team in the most noble way possible?
Oh, who wants licked out when the can you contracted?
Stop licked out? It's disgusting.
I'm sorry, but
see, going down
honestly,
on a fellatio or
if
something.
Any
cunnilingus. Sorry, I got told off. It's not fellatio. It's cunnilingus. Cunnilingus. I got like 25 million emails when I said that wrong.
That's true.
Dickheads,
if any of my friends said to me, "Do you know when I was in labour?" Honestly, all I could think about was my husband, my partner's head between my legs. I wouldn't speak to them again. I wouldn't speak to them ever again.
It's fucked up.
No, wow. Horrible. Anyway,
honestly, all I can think of is the mess.
Oh, it'll be horrific.
Is Rosie? His chin must have looked like a bolognese. Oh.
Oh my word! Oh my word! There's all sorts come out of you during labour, You were wiping me during labour. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Because I was just a mess.
Yeah. With tissues.
Yeah.
Not with me tongue.
But it was horrific, wasn't it?
I can't believe that.
Horrible.
That's honestly.
Anyway, so back to the story. Apologies, everyone.
Do I have to go back to the
story? Well, it's just, I can't remember exactly what it says, but oddly, the couple weren't too fazed by her presence and politely asked her to step out whilst they finished.
Traumatised,
the midwife politely apologised and walked back out. She called for the second midwife to attend as backup, and a healthy baby boy was born shortly after.
A healthy baby boy was born into the family of perverts.
Yeah. She said here, this is not an isolated story. Many times at work, we have walked in on couples enjoying each other in the midst of labour. Each to their own, but I think I'll stick to an epidural when I have my own babies.
Like I say with many things, each to their own indeed, but each to their own also means that I reserve the right to take the piss out of the thing. And that is fucking gross. It's grotesque.
I just, as a person who's been through labour, I just couldn't think of anything worse.
Mm.
At that moment in time, but yeah.
But like then again, some people get turned on by pain, don't they? So, you know, there's blooming shops that sell whips and all kinds.
Well, actually.
You never know.
Well, hey, there you go.
And she's gotten out on, you know, you're halfway there. Well, as I'm here. I just cut now. Again, it's the mess for me. It's the mess. And also just, what's wrong with everyone? I'm not even angry anymore. I'm just the brokers.
Just imagine.
I'm not even shouting.
That baby coming out being like, "Dad, man, move out the way."
You can stop now, Dad, you're licking me head. You're licking me head now, Dad. You're licking me head. It's me head.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marginoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you very much. As always, a little reminder that shagmarginoid@gmail.com is where you want to send all of your stories, even if they're as gross as some of the stuff we have read out today.
Keep the gross coming.
Keep it all coming. We love it. And we love you for listening. And we are on tour in December. Tickets on sale now. The wine glasses are back in on the website, I think. Although I did mention them last week, so they might be gone by now. Popular little things, them wine glasses.
They are.
And more info on the upcoming TV show and pilot, etc., as we get it. Guys, big love. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.